The body of a Christian health worker has turned up in a field 2 days after he was kidnapped, prompting several more Christian families to pack up and leave their ancient homeland in northern Iraq. At least 10 Christian families have left Kirkuk in recent weeks, fearing kidnap for ransom gangs that have turned their sights on Christians in one of Iraq's most ethnically diverse cities. The recent violence and abductions have prompted Kirkuk's Archbishop, Louis Sacco, to demand government protection from what he has called politically motivated attacks and religious-driven terrorism. Archbishop Sacco spoke with Irene Lagan about the situation and said that Christians need to be united amongst themselves.
There was a series of attacks in the last month, you know. 6 people have been killed, 2 or 3 kidnapped. And the last one was Imad Elia. Within 2 days, he was kidnapped and shot and killed and tortured. It is horrible, but also there is something political behind it. Why they are not protected?
Now, is there unity among Christians? What can Christians do to join forces and help themselves?
Yes, here, even in the north, Christians should be united, but not to be divided, because each group has its own agenda. Who can gather them, unite them, to have only one position and to have one voice? Really, I am worried, and myself, I don't know. How to manage? We feel that we are alone, we are isolated. I think they need only leaders, even in the church, and also a political leader looking for the benefit of Christians and not personal interests.